一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let's bow our hands and pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息圣日下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon service.
一起来唱赞美诗312首。
Sing him 312.
好，下午要跟大家一起分享，是我们的读经进度，有关这个路德记的一个简介。
So this afternoon, according to our Bible reading schedule, I'll share some of the scene from the book of Ruth.
好，那路德记虽然就只有四章而已。
There are only four chapters in this book.
但是却是让我们在读完之后我们有很多的感受。
Yet when we finish reading this, we have many thoughts.
我们谈到在旧约圣经里头的爱。
And one is the love mentioned in the Old Testament.
我们直接想到就是雅各。
When we say mention love, we think about Jacob.
雅各 Son of Sons.
Son of Sons.
因为雅各用这个心腹跟新郎之间的这个爱情来比喻这个神的心腹跟神之间的这个爱情。
Because the Son of Sons use the love of between bride and groom to describe the love between God and us.
神怎么爱他的选民
？How God loves His chosen people.
选民怎么样恋慕这个神
？And how His chosen people love God.
那是用这个夫妻之间这种新郎新妇的这个情爱来做描述。
And all use the love between bride and groom to describe that kind of love.
那其实除了雅各这一卷这个在旧约里头谈神的爱。
In addition to the book of Song of Songs,
这个路德记也是一个。
Book of Ruth, another book about love.
不过路德记仿佛比这个雅各更加的大众化，全家适合全家观赏。
And yet the book of Ruth is more generalized, so everybody can read this with favorite.
虽然它只有四章。
There are only four chapters.
有人这么说，什么是爱？
And some people are wondering what love is.
那这个要定义爱不是那么容易。
It's not actually easy to define love.
因为爱给我们的感觉就是往往这个表现多于描述。
And oftentimes it's easier to show love rather than just to describe it.
如果真正要定义就很容易想到保罗所说的爱。
If you have to define love, it's easier if you quote from Paul.
保罗在哥林多前书的十三章那边。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
谈到什么是爱。
Paul described what love is.
说爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is In chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, love never fails. Love is full of mercy.
爱是不求自己的益处，爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
In verse 7 says, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres.
从保罗所说的，让我们对这个爱或许有更深一层的认识。
So from what Paul described here, we may have a bit deeper understanding of what love is.
看起来很简单，其实又很困难。
It seems very easy on the surface, but yet it's very difficult.
所以有时候在公车上在这个麦当劳里头看到这个年轻的学生开口闭口就是 "I love you, I love you."
Sometimes in the public places, on the bus or in the McDonald's restaurant, you see young kids, they say, I love you, I love you.
真的想问他们说，你们知道什么叫爱吗？
You wonder what they really know about love.
讲我爱你很简单。
It's very easy to say, I love you.
但这必须要付出全部的自己才能够办得到的。
Yeah, in order to accomplish it, you had to totally sacrifice yourself.
那路德记让我们看到的当中的人物都是正面的。
In the book of Ruth, All the characters in there are positive characters.
哦，没有任何的坏人呐。
There's no bad guys here.
哦，所以我说《路德记》是适合合家观赏的哦。
That's why the book of Ruth is a PG-13, G-rated book.
对比于这个之前的《士师记》跟之后的《撒母耳记》。
In contrast, the book of Judges in front of it, or the book of Samuel after this.
哦，路德记啊，没有这个刀光剑影哈，没有这个彼此凶杀。
There's no violence at all in this book.
哦，所以这个路德记哦，可以说哦，是一卷哦，很适合哦全家一起来读的。
So this book is suitable for kids as well as elders to read.
哦，表面上路德记是记载着一个破碎的家庭，怎么因着彼此坚定不移的爱，以及对神的爱的一个投靠。
It appears that the book of Ruth is talking about a broken family, how they rely on God.
怎么样转危为安。
How they turn into peace in the end.
甚至成为整个以色列民族的祝福。
And in the end, they become the blessing of the people of Israel.
因为历史上最伟大的君王大卫就是从这个家庭出来。
Because the greatest king in history, David, came from this family.
而且神的救恩计划也是从这个家庭延续下来。
And the salvation of God also came out from this family.
但实际上，路德记，他所要表达更进深一层的这个阐述是谈到人怎么样回归神。
Yet the deeper meaning of this book is actually about how man is supposed to go back to God.
那当中也蕴含着神对这个非以色列人的接纳。
It also tells us how God is accepting the people who are not Israel people, who are Gentiles.
因为当中的这个女主角路德是一个这个摩押的女子，并不是以色列人。
Because we understand Ruth here, she was not an Israel people, rather he was a Gentile.
那首先我们来看看这一卷路德记这个卷名的由来。
So let's look at the name of the book, Ruth, where it came from.
是以这个书中的主角之一摩押的女子路德来命名的。
It's named after the one of the main characters in the book, which is a woman from Moab.
那这个故事所描述的时代。
And the historical background of this book.
在路德记的第一章的第一节，我们就知道了。
Is recorded in the first verse of this book.
是发生在士师时代里头。
It was happened during the time of Judges.
我们从士师记，我们知道士师时代有450年之久。
From the book of Judges, we understand this period lasted about 450 years.
那以色列人在这个四百五十年当中他们的信仰有多次的这个堕落而遭遇到被当地异族的这个欺负。
So during those 450 years, the faith of the Israel people went up and down, and many times they suffered in the hands of the local people.
当他们悔改呼求神，神就兴起士师来帮助拯救他们。
When they repented and they cried out to the Lord, the Lord will raise a judge to help them.
他们有七次的循环，神兴起的14位士师来帮助他们。
And back and forth 7 times, and God gave them 14 judges to help them.
所以士师时代是一段败坏、混乱、羞辱的历史。
So this period is a history of corruption and shame.
那路德记就是发生在这样的一个世代当中。
And it was during that time frame when the book of Ruth took place.
那故事起源于一个家庭为了逃避饥荒而离开以色列地到摩押去了。
The story started when the family was trying to escape famine in the land and they went to a foreign land, Moab.
但虽然士师记没有谈到说这个饥荒到底是因为天灾还是因为人祸。
The book did not mention the reason for the famine, whether it's a due to weather or due to people ruling of the land.
但是从刚刚我们的分享知道，在一个战乱频繁的时代，饥荒啊，应该不是什么新鲜的事情。
Yeah, from the understanding we had earlier during this time of war, famine would not be very rare.
所以这个主角这个是路德记的主角就是亚比米勒他们举家迁移到摩押地去。
So this man, Elimelech, he moved his whole family to the land of Moab.
旅居摩押地的十年当中他的原配太太拿俄米还有就是亚比米勒本人还有他的两个儿子都先后死去了。
During the 10 years of when they stayed in this foreign land, Elimelech and his two sons all died.
只留下这个亚比米勒的太太拿俄米以及这两个儿子的太太就是媳妇。
Only his wife, Naomi and their two daughter-in-laws are left.
三个寡妇在沦落在这个他乡异地。
And ended up with three widows living in the foreign land.
那当这个拿俄米这个婆婆听到这个伯利恒就是他们出来的地方已经没有饥荒了。
When the mother-in-law Naomi heard that where they came from,Bethlehem was no longer in famine.
而且原本的这个丈夫的亲属也都在那里。
And his relatives from his husband still lived over there.
他就决定要回去了。
So they decided to go back to their homeland.
这个是路德记里头所记载的这个时代的背景。
So this is the historical background of the story.
那至于这个路德记的作者。
And what about the author for this book?
传统犹太的传统来说认为这个路德记是这个士师记的一个衍生啊。
Traditionally, people think this is a book of Ruth is an addition for the book of Judges.
是这个撒母耳记这个过渡到撒母耳记的一个衔接。
It's just a transition from the book of Judges to the book of Samuel.
所以传统犹太传统认为这个路德记是撒母耳所写的。
So traditionally, people think this book was written by Samuel.
但是也有一些圣经的学者他们认为这个路德记是直到这个以赛亚先知那个时候才写成的。
Yes, some other scholars believe that this book was not written until the time of Isaiah.
或许路德记的这个是一个大家家喻户晓口耳相传的一个故事。
Maybe it's just the story that was passed down from generation to generation.
那直到以赛亚先知的时候才把它写成书啊。
It wasn't written into a book until the time of Isaiah.
这个又是另外一种说法。
This is another version of this.
那路德记的这一卷它有一些特色。
The book of Ruth has many interesting characters.
如果就历史来看
，just from historical point of view.
路德记是士师记的一个延伸，一个补篇呢。
It's a chapter right after the book of Judges.
是这个撒母耳记的一个。一个前导，一个导言。
Or the introduction to the book of books of Samuel.
但是如同刚刚我们谈过的路德记的内容跟前面的士师记、后面的撒母耳记不一样。
Yeah, as we just mentioned, what's recorded in this book is very different from what's recorded before and after this book.
没有坏人。
So no bad guys here.
没有不法的事。
There's no illegal things.
也没有凶残征战的场面。
There's no fighting wars.
也没有这个刀光剑影的这个镜头啊。
You don't see any swords or knives.
听不到战场上吵杂喧嚣的这个声音。
You can't hear any noise from the war.
那路德记仿佛一切都显得非常的安静。
It's so quiet here in this book.
所以读路德记 会让我们深深的感受到说，这个才是那个时代老百姓真实的生活。
When you read this, then you realize this is the true life of an ordinary people at that time.
哦，有时候生活哦，就是在平淡、平凡、平时当中度过的。
Life, after all, is mostly in an ordinary peace.
哦，不是那么哦，充满着这个英雄主义啊，哦，充满着这个那个传奇的哦这个色彩。
Life is not always full of heroism, interesting stories.
哦，就好像我们当传道人一样。
Just like us as preachers.
哦，这个。当时小弟，这个当传现身当传道。
When I first became a preacher,
也听了很多这个传道人怎么样到世界各地传福音的见证。
I also heard a lot of testimonies about how preachers they went to different corners of the world to preach the gospel.
也往往为了这些见证心中充满着豪情跟壮志。
And because of those testimonies, I myself was full with passion to do the same thing.
但是等到自己真正当传道实际上牧养教会的时候。
Yet once I started to become a pastor myself to pastor a church.
却很少有这种像见证里面所听到的这种轰轰烈烈的这个场景
Yes, those stories that you hear in those testimonies don't happen very often after all.
当然了，也有经历到这个医病赶鬼神的这个同工的事情。
Of course, we have experienced incidents where God worked with me to cast out demons, for example.
但是大部分的信仰生活都是在这种平淡、平时、平凡当中。
Yet most of the time, we get by in this seemingly very peaceful, very quiet circumstances.
如同我们在早上所分享那个便雅悯的名字叫做右手之子
Just like we shared this morning, the name Benjamin means the son of the right hand.
但是却标榜这个左手便利
Yet he has.People who are very good with their left hands.
除了所说早上所分享的我们信主信久了，总是想要听寻找一些刺激不同于过往的这个道理跟见解。
We as believers, after so many years, we wanted to listen to stories that are interesting, that are different.
那其实在圣工的推动当中我们也会有这样的毛病。
And often we have the similar problem in our push for more holy work.
不想脚踏实地在信仰上来下功夫
Instead of doing the solid foundation work in our daily lives.
所以最近各教会在推动读经运动上面都非常的积极。
This is one of the reasons why different churches are pushing for daily Bible reading.
因为我们不可能靠单单靠讲台的信息能够通读通晓整本圣经。
Because after all, it's impossible for us to understand the Bible completely just by listening to sermons.
再加上说，我们有时候并不是每个安息日都能够参加聚会。
Besides, not all of us can attend the Sabbath service all the time.
那安息就算安息日每个安息日都参加聚会，安息日的信息并不一定彼此都有系统性。
Even if you do come every Saturday, 54 weeks a day, a year, the message may not be very systematic.
所以我们要对整本圣经有一个通盘的了解，还是落实在我们平常每天的读经上面。
So in order for us to really understand the whole Bible throughout, we need to emphasize on our daily Bible reading.
这个才是马步功夫
This is the true foundation.
而不是只是学个一招半式打打花拳绣腿
Instead of just showing a few little kicks.
表演表演可以啦
It's okay if you want to just perform a little bit.
但是你要把它变成常态性就不行了。
It's not okay if you wanted to maintain that all the time.
所以同样的。
In a similar way.
我们参加一些讲习训练。
When we go to different seminars,
这个就好像吃这个大餐 吃大补丸一样哦。
Just like participating in a spiritual banquet.
哦，这个一下子啊，哦，很丰富哦。
All of a sudden, there is so much to enjoy.
哦，但是如果我们平常不注重营养哦。
Yet if we do not pay attention to our daily nutrition.
哦，你只靠那个九九一次的大餐哦，我看你一定会营养不良。
If you only rely on this once in a while spiritual banquet, then I'm sure you have a malnutrition.
哦，同样的，哦，这些特别的讲习会。
And similarly, those special seminars.
哦，这个也不是万灵丹哦。
They're not one thing heal all either.
哦，如果我们平常不注重哦灵修、读圣经跟祷告。
If we do not pay attention to our spiritual cultivation daily,
哦，单单只想靠说哦讲习会、灵恩会哦来得到力量、来得到圣经的知识，那是不够的。
It won't be enough if you just rely on those seminars or spiritual convocation to receive the power.
哦，那对外的这个宣道哦也是一样。
And similarly, it's true for when we try to preach the gospel to outside.
哦，福音茶会也好，哦，这个 picnic 也好。
Whether it's gospel tea time or a picnic.
哦，这个都只不过是提供我们管道跟方法，哦啊，让更多的人能够接触教会，听到信息。
And those activities merely provide us a platform for us to talk to people to share our belief, wisdom.
哦，但是却不能够取代我们平常每个弟兄姐妹生活的见证，个人的布道。
They cannot replace our daily sharing or daily preaching with our friends and family.
哦，如果我们每个弟兄姐妹平常不传福音
，If none of us will preach to people in our daily lives.
哦，只靠这个教会半年一次的这些特别的活动。
Yeah, we only rely on our twice a year special events in the church.
那当然也是不够哦。
And that will not be sufficient.
哦，所以就好像说，本来是右手之子的便雅悯，却夸口那个左手便利的特殊才能。
Just like the son of right hand Benjamin, and they boast about their left hand power.
哦，那个是不可靠的。
That's not reliable.
哦，所以同样的，我们的信仰生活原本就是在神所赏赐的平静、平安、平凡、平时、平淡里头度过。
Or therefore, in a similar way, our spiritual life should be, in a state of peace and quiet most of the time.
哦，所以也许要是过于平凡哦，让我们已经忘记神赐福的实际跟哦跟神的存在。
Maybe become so ordinary or so boring sometimes to us that we tend to forget about the presence of God.
哦，哪里有神啊？
Where is God?
哪里有神的祝福？没有啊。
I don't see the blessing of God. You wonder.
非得要经历大风大浪哦，出个大车祸没有死是啊，神啊，让我痛哭流涕的感谢你啊。
You have to experience some heroic event where you had a very bad car accident, for example, when God saved you, then you start to appreciate God's presence.
那平常啊，这个哈、哦、平安的时候啊、哦，都不觉得说有神的保护哈、哦，要感谢神。
Yeah, in our daily peaceful life, you don't feel the presence of God. You don't feel the need to give thanks to God.
好、哦，所以当我们在读这个哦《路德记》啊，感受到哦里头的那种平安哈、哦。
When we read the book of Ruth, we tend to feel this peace in here.
哦，没有轰轰烈烈的哦，这个打打杀杀的场面。
We don't see any fierce fighting here.
哦，这个才是生活，这个才是信仰哦。
This is life, and this is our faith.
好、哦，那再来啊，路德记的特色哈、哦、啊，仿佛啊把我们带进了一个。好像一个爱的博物馆里面。
Another interesting fact about this book of Ruth is that it brings us to a museum of love almost.
啊，如同刚刚我们所说的哈，这一路德记里头啊，角色都是正面的。
As we mentioned, all the characters in this book are positive characters.
没有坏人哈，没有反派的角色。
We don't see any bad guys here.
哦，都是充满爱的人。
Everybody is full of love.
哦，虽然他们的爱心的性质各有不同。
And even though their love slightly different.
哦，但是人人都爱。
Everybody loves, however.
哦，这个婆媳有爱。
There's love between The mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
哦，父母对儿女有爱。
Love from the parents to their children.
哦，主人对仆人有爱。
From the master to the servant.
哦，夫妻之间有爱。
Between husband and wife.
哦，那更重要就是神对人的爱。
And most importantly, from God to man.
哦，神怎么看顾一个孤苦的老寡妇？
How did God take care of this old widow?
哦，又怎么样？哦，格外开恩的恩庇一个外邦的女子路德。
How he gave mercy to a Gentile woman Ruth.
哦，并且借着路德啊，把神那个大爱啊，请到于整个以色列国。
And pass on the whole life to the Israel people through this woman Ruth.
哦，甚至于恩及所有的人类。
In the end, his love touches all human beings.
所以路德记就好像是一个爱的博物馆。
And this is just like a love, the museum of love.
哦，那再来路德记啊，就如同我们刚刚也有提到，谈到神的接纳跟拣选。
We also mentioned that through Ruth, tells us how God is accepting a chosen people.
哦，照着这个生命记的二十三章第三节所说的。
Just like the book of Deuteronomy chapter 23.
哦，第三节那里啊。
23:3.
哦，说亚门人、摩押人啊，是不可入神的会的。
In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 23:3 says, No Ammonites or Moabites or any of his descendants may enter the assembly of the Lord.
哦，因为他们是哦罗德的女儿跟罗德乱伦所生的后代。
Because they are descended from Lot. With Lot and his own daughter.
哦，所以他们是被咒诅的族类啊。
They're a cursed generation.
哦，是永不可入神的会的人。
They shall never enter the assembly of the Lord.
哦，那这个路德就是外哦，就是这个摩押的女子。
Here, Ruth is a woman from the Moabites.
哦，但是她却哦能够破格哈。哦被神所拣选。
And yet she was chosen by God.
所以就算是在旧约时代啊。
So I can see even in the Old Testament.
我们也看到神并没有弃绝非犹太人。
We can see that God did not just discard those Gentile people.
更何况说我们现在是新约恩典的时代。
Let alone in the New Testament, the generation of love, of mercy.
神的拯救是普及所有的人。
So God's salvation reaches out to all people.
好，那这个从路德记我们也看到，神当日应许亚伯拉罕并没有落空。
We can also see from the book of Ruth that God's promise to Abraham still is fulfilled.
哦，因为啊，果然就是从这个亚伯拉罕的后代啊，就出了救主啊。
Because indeed, a savior was risen from his descendant.
哦，而且啊，哦，神应允他们啊，应亚伯拉罕后代像天上的星、海边的沙。
Also, God promised.Abraham, that his descendant will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the beach.
哦，并没有因为亚比米勒错误的决定，让这个应许就跳票啊。
And this promise did not go unfulfilled because the simple mistake by Elimelech.
哦，所以这个再一次让我们相信神的信实啊。
So again, we believe the faithfulness of God.
那路德记四章里头如果我们硬要找出一个串联整场的一句话
If you have to find a main theme that connects all four chapters of this book
或许我们可以用路德到波阿斯的什么地方来做一个串场
So we can probably use
路德到波阿斯的什么地方哦
？So we can see from the Ruth to Boaz, what part of Boaz we can use that as a main theme?
第一章路德到波阿斯的城中啊。
So the first chapter is about how Ruth went from how Ruth went to Boaz's city.
那第二章路德到波阿斯的田中啊。
And secondly, second chapter, Ruth to Boaz's field.
那第三个是路德到波阿斯的场中。
And third chapter is about how Ruth went to Boaz's field for harvest.
哦，那最后一章就是路德到波阿斯的家中。
And finally, the first chapter is Ruth into Boaz's home.
哦，从这个地点的不同，我们也可以来贯穿整个路德记哦。
So those different places, serve as a main theme for this book.
哦，那如果我们要用信心啊，也是可以啊。
We can also use the theme of faith.
哦，啊，第一章哈，啊，谈到信心的试炼。
First chapter is about the test of the faith.
哦，因为啊，素有这个。哦，这个粮食之家啊、的这个伯利恒哦，发生饥荒。
Because this place called Bethlehem used to be a basket of grains, but yet they encountered famine.
哦，结果亚比米勒、啊、的决定是带着全家离开伯利恒到摩押地区。
So they decided to move out to the land of Moab.
哦，基督徒。神并没有应允基督徒都不会受到困难、遭遇到患难。
And God never promised the Christians would never encounter any suffering.
就如同神从来没有应许我们说、啊、每天都出太阳一样。
Just like God never promised us there will be sun every day.
有时候我们也会遇到一些、这个、遇到困难、遇到挫折、遇到病痛。
Sometimes we do encounter difficulties, problems, and suffering.
就像我们有时候我们也会遭遇到、风吹雨打的这个气候、啊、
We will encounter stormy weathers once in a while、
那这个无非是要来要试炼我们的信心、啊、
Those are all there for us、to go through so we can, our faith can be tested、
当我们遇到这个困难患难、病痛的时候
So when we encounter difficulties and suffering
我们懂不懂得信靠神
Do we understand how to rely on God?
我们懂不懂得哦，坚持我们的这个信仰
Do we understand how to hold on to our faith?
还是啊，像这个亚比米勒一样哦，啊，就放弃哦，这个神啊给他们的这个哦所赏赐给他们的地业
Or are we like Limelech and give up on the inheritance from God?
用人自己的想法。用人自己的方法，要来得帮助。
And try to gain help through man's own ways.
那路德记让我们看出，留在，这个因着对神信靠，继续留在饥荒的伯利恒的这些以色列人，反而啊，他们得以存活。
From this book, we understand those people who, with faith, remained at Bethlehem, they were able to survive.
而当时啊，决定要用自己的方法，来得到帮助的亚比米勒一家，他们到了摩押地啊，却，这个家破人亡。
And yet, those people who tried to use their own ways to help them out, ended up in a broken family.
三个寡妇面对的三座坟墓。
Three widows with three, dead tombs in front of them.
何等的悲哀。
How sad it was.
所以，这个，路德记的第一章啊，也仿佛在啊，对亚比米勒他们全家信心的考验。
And therefore, the first chapter is almost like the book of faith testing their faith.
好在路德啊，他能够及时的回头啊。
It's good that Ruth, They turn back in time.
他要，要回归，这个神的，这个家中。
They went back to the home of God.
不再啊，在异地外族流浪。
No longer they need to wander in the foreign land.
也让我们想起浪子回头里头的，比喻里面的那个浪子，那个小儿子。
Just reminds us of the story in the New Testament about how this prodigal son.
让他。在这个遭遇到患难、饥荒、困苦当中啊，他也醒悟过来。
So how he was able to regain himself after going through so much suffering?
所以难怪圣经告诉我们说、啊、苦难对我们是有好处的。
And that's the reason why the Bible tells us suffering sometimes is good for us.
就如同这个中国人所说的，天要降大任于斯人也， 要苦其心志，劳其筋骨，哦，饿其体肤，空乏其身，来争应其，哦，争义其所不能，哦哦，这个有时候，哦，我们遇到一些 患难困苦的事情，啊，其实对我们是好的，哦，
Just like the old Chinese saying that when God wants you to put somebody to use, He will let this person go through a lot of suffering first. So that's actually very beneficial for us.
哦，信仰也是这样。
Same thing for our faith.
太平顺的环境，哦，会把我们属灵的敏感度给磨钝掉。
A very smooth life sometimes will dull our sensitivity in our faith.
哦，反而那个生于忧患，死于安乐，哦，哎的那种环境，哦，哎，对我们的信仰，啊，是有帮助。
And yet, when we encounter difficulties once in a while, it turned out to be very helpful for us.
哦，那第二章，哦，如果我们用信心的角度去看的话，
From our faith point of view, the second chapter,
哦，这个第二章，啊，是谈到信心的劳苦了。
Second chapter is about the toil of the faith.
哦，路德啊，为了要奉养他的婆婆拿俄米。
So here in this chapter, in order to support her mother-in-law, Ruth had to do a lot of things.
哦，她来到波阿斯的田中来捡麦穗。
She came to Boaz's field to pick up the remainder grains.
哦，大家读路德记的时候，哦，有一些旧约的律法的规定，可能我们要先了解。
So when we read this, we probably need to understand some of the regulation in the Old Testament.
哦，比如说这里所说的这个捡麦穗，哦，
For example, here, how they went to the field and gathered the leftover harvest.
哦，这是神为了要看顾，哦，这些穷人，哦，孤儿跟寡妇，特别在律法里头的规定。
This is one of the rules written in the law, so people can take care of the widowers, for example.
哦，记载在《生命记》的这个24章那里。
It's recorded in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 24.
啊，里头啊谈到说，哦，啊，当这个收割麦子的时候，哦，田的四个角，哦，不可以割。
Imagine, when they harvest the field, they need to leave the four corners alone and save them for the poor people.
哦，还有说啊，你这个抱着禾捆，如果有掉下来的，你不可以把它捡回来。
And also mention, if you are harvesting and you overlook a sheaf, you should not go back and get it.
哦，那个是要留给寄居的啦、孤儿啦、寡妇他们捡取的。
And you leave it for this alien, the fatherless, and the widow.
哦，所以路德哦，在波阿斯的田里头捡麦穗啊，就是哦，基于这个哈律法的保护之下所做的。
So the reason why Ruth was able to pick up the leftover grain was because of this.
好，那这个波阿斯啊，是路德至近的亲属当中的一个。
And Boaz is one of the kinsmen redeemers from of Ruth.
哦，这个至近的亲属哈，有这个。在律法上，有对他们的要求。
And there's a special requirement for somebody to become your kinsman redeemer.
哦，这个也是《生命记》十九章那边的规定。
This is also recorded in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 19.
哦，这个至近的亲属，哦，他有责任要赎回，哦，这个路德前夫的田地。
This kinsman redeemer is responsible for helping out Ruth to get their land back.
哦，然后就是要娶路德做妻子，哦，所生的长子要归在路德前夫的名下。
And also he's supposed to marry Ruth, and their first son is supposed to go with his former husband's name.
哦，来承受哈，这个已经死去的前夫，哦，所赎回来哈。说赎回来那个死去前夫的产业。
And their son will be the inheritance for their land that they were able to redeem back.
哦，换句话说，这个至近的亲属哦，他是什么好处都捞不到了。
In other words, the kinsman redeemer has nothing to gain.
哦，田赎回来也不是自己的。
You have to redeem the land back, but not to your own name.
哦，生下的小孩也不是自己的。
The son, you may have a son, but it's not your name either.
哦，大概唯一就是哦，那个路德是你的啦。
Only thing you gain, probably the wife.
哦，当然啦，哦，他再来生的哦，孩子就是你的啦。
Of course, if you have more children, later ones will become his.
哦， 这个是致敬的亲属的责任。
And this is the responsibility of the kinsman redeemer.
那原本呢，这样的一个义务是只是在这个兄弟当中啊。
And this kinsman redeemer used to be just among brothers.
哥哥死了没有小孩，弟弟就要娶嫂嫂为哥哥立后。
When the older brother died, the younger brother will have the responsibility to marry his sister-in-law so that they can pass down their generation.
后来因为说有些人没有兄弟姐妹，没有兄弟，所以这样的一个责任就扩及到说亲属之间也必须要负起。
In instances where they don't have any brothers and this responsibility spread out to other relatives.
所以波阿斯就是路德就是这个算是拿俄米这边他先生亚比米勒致敬的亲属。
So Boaz turned out to be one of the kinsmen redeemers for Naomi's family.
所以他就有义务来替这个路德的公公就是替这个这个说算是路德公公的这一房来留后代。
So therefore, Boaz was responsible to keep this blood mine going for Naomi's husband.
那这个路德记里头他们开会做公正的一个地方就是在城门。
One place where they have this meeting for this kinsman redeemer is right in front of the city gate.
重要的这个事情聚会都是在城门这个宽广的地方来做决议的。
All things, important things are decided upon in this field in front of town gate.
这个也是后来这个波阿斯他邀集的这个比他更有权力代属的这一个亲人亲属在城门口在众长老面前来执行这个代属任务义务的这个地方。
And that's where Boaz later took up on the responsibility to talk to the kinsman redeemer who's closer than him to Ruth in front of the elders.
那第三章路德记第三章如果用信心的角度来看这个是谈到信心的应许。
And the third chapter for the book of Ruth is the chapter of the promise of the faith.
当这个路德的婆婆拿俄米知道了路德到了这个波阿斯的田里头。
When Naomi learned that Ruth went to Boaz's field.
她也知道这个波阿斯是她一个致敬的亲属有代属义务的人。
And she knew that Boaz is one of the kinsmen redeemers and who has the responsibility to help them.
所以她就想要为路德找一个安身之所。
So she wanted to find some refuge for Ruth as well.
这个也是婆婆的爱。
This is also out of mother-in-law's love.
没有说老娘守寡，那你这个也要跟我守寡守一辈子。
It's not like she would think that since I'm a widow, you have to be just like a widow to help me out.
咱们家这个贞洁牌坊这个是要传承下去的。
We need to keep our bloodline holy without marrying other people.
但是这个拿俄米她真的把路德当女儿看。
But yet here, Naomi really treat Ruth as her own daughter.
我应该这个帮你找一个好的归宿。
She wanted to find a good husband for her.
所以她要路德照着律法去请求波阿斯来执行这个代属的义务。
And that's why she want Ruth to find Boaz to be her kinsman to fulfill his kinsman redeemer's responsibility.
所以这个路德就趁这个大家下宫之后波阿斯在这个在这个场上休息的时候路德掀开他脚下的这个被躺卧在那边。
So that's why she asked Ruth to go over and lie down with Boaz together when they're resting.
并且要波阿斯用他的衣襟来遮盖他。
And ask her to cut over, cover her, cover his feet with her clothing.
哦，这个是一个哦，一个请求了哈。
And this is a plea.
请求对方娶她的意思。
Asking him to marry her.
哦，所以这个有一些哈地方哈，他们新娘子哦，不是盖白纱哈，是盖新郎的衣服啊。
So that's why in some places the custom is not for the bride to cover her head with white clothing, but rather is the clothing from the
新郎哦 ，from the bride 哦
，bride，
嘿，就是这个风俗，然后衣襟覆庇他哦，就是说我一辈子保护你的意思。
So that custom is from here.Meaning that when you spread your garment corner over a woman, you need to protect her all your life.
哦，那这个拿俄米跟哦拿俄米啊，他是凭着信心哈、哦、啊，凭着神的应许哦来做这件事情。
And Naomi did this out of her own faith and from her understanding of the promise of God.
哦，因为路德是外邦女子啊。
Because Ruth, after all, was women from alien.
哦，并不是犹太人呐、
啊。She's not a Jewish people.、
哦、再来哦，现在哦，他们是两个寡妇啊。
And now just two of them widows left.
哦，家徒四壁，一无所有啊。
They don't have anything left to their possession.
而波阿斯是当地的大财主啊。
Boaz, on the other hand, is a very wealthy landowner at the time.
哦，怎么可能会娶他的？哦，这个路德。
Why do you think he will marry Ruth at the time?
哦，但是拿俄米因为对神哦的应许的相信。
Yet Naomi has this faith to God.
哦，所以他要路德哦告诉这个波阿斯应当要来执行这个代赎的义务啊。
So out of her faith, she asked Ruth to send this message to.Boaz to carry out his responsibility.
哦，那最后一章第四章。
And finally, chapter four.
哦，让我们看到的是信心的赏赐。
This is a reward of faith.
哦，波阿斯果然就代赎了哦这个伊利米勒哦他的产业。
Indeed, Boaz redeemed their inheritance.
哦，并且娶路德为妻。
And he married Ruth in the end.
哦，那生下的这个儿子、啊、叫俄贝德。
And they had a son.
哦，这个俄贝德啊，就是大卫的哦这个爷爷了。
And this son turned out to be the grandfather of David.
哦啊，所以神的应许啊，哦就没有中断哦，这个从亚伯拉罕后代哦生出救主来。
And this fulfilled.God's promise to Abraham so that his bloodline can go on.
哦，因为有了大卫，哦，才有这个哈从大卫的后裔啊，哦，产耶西的根，产生救主。
Because from David, son of Jesse, there came Jesus in the end.
哦，那这个我们看到哦，最后哎，哦，这个路德也好，哦，拿俄米也好，哦，他们都得到他们信心。所该得的赏赐。
So in the end, everybody, whether it's Ruth or Naomi or Boaz, they all receive their reward of their faith.
哦，那以上啊就是哦这个路德记的内容。
So this concludes roughly the content of this book.
哦，我们经常听到借着路德记哈、哦、讲很多应用的道理。
And we often hear about testimony or sermons about this book.
哦，尤其啊讲这个哈、哦、婆媳之间的道理。
Especially about the teaching of the between mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
哦，可见这个婆媳的问题要自古以来哈、哦、也是很难解哈、哦。
We can understand that this is a historical problem, very difficult to deal with.
哦，这个很有名的《孔雀东南飞》哈、哦，就是在讲这个悲剧啊。
There's a very famous Chinese poem about this.
哦，这个婆婆逼着儿子要跟媳妇离婚呢。
The story about how a mother-in-law tried to ask his son to divorce his wife.
哦，这个太太在离开先生哦的家不舍哈、哦，一步一回头，一步一回头，舍不得丈夫，舍不得儿子哦，
and、
舍不得孩子啊。
This poem describes how this daughter-in-law, she didn't want to go, and every step she took, she would turn back and look at her husband and her children.
哦，所以哦，我们 都是有道理的人。
We all are reasonable person.
哦，我们呢、啊、借着这个路德记哈、哦的学习，哦也互相来勉励的、哦、我们做个好岳父，做个好婆婆、哦、
So we need to encourage ourselves to be a good father-in-law or mother-in-law.
哦，那我们也要做个好女婿，做个好媳妇。
Also, we also need to be a good daughter-in-law or son-in-law.
哦，这个是啊，我们在读了路德记之后、哦、我们相关的。这个应用、哦、
And those are related to life applications from reading this book.
哦，那路德记我们谈到哈、哦，就最主要是谈到哦神的接纳哦跟人的回归。
And the most important theme of this book is the acceptance of God and the repentance of man.
哦，做错事哦不可怕。
It's not the end of the world when you commit some mistakes.
哦，可怕的是我们不认错。
What is The problem is if you do not willing or are not willing to admit your wrongdoing.
哦，一错再错。
You continue to make the same mistake.
哎，不肯回头。
You never repent.、
哦、那个才可怕。
That's the most dreadful thing.、
哦、只要愿意回头。
As long as you're willing to turn back.、
哦、我们看到神哦，就是接纳了。
We can see that God is willing to accept us.、
哦、神赦免。
God is willing to forgive us.
神祝福。
And he will bless us.、
哦、这个也是路德记、哦、给我们的教导。
And these are all the teachings from this book.、
哦、那以上、哦、我们路德记的简单介绍到这里。
And this concludes our brief discussion of this book.、
哦、那我们再来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing hymn.、
哦、我们把它改成96首好了、哦。
Let's change it to hymn 96.、
啊、我们现在要再一次来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray one more time.、
啊这一次祷告的时候，我们想要接受按手帮助祷告，要求圣灵的弟兄姐妹，我们都可以到前面来。
This time, please come forward if you'd like to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, or you want to receive the laying of hands.
我们一起来向神来恳求。
We ask to our Lord in earnest together.
帮助我们的信仰生活。
Ask him to help us in our faith.
垂听我们的祷告祈
求。Listen to our prayers.
我们也请这个周执事来协助按手。
Also ask Deacon Cho to help laying hands.
我们现在就一起同心归下来祷告。
So kneel down and pray together.